Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
Today, I want to read four short passages of Scripture. First out of Psalm 139, then Esther, then out of the Gospels of Luke and Matthew. First out of Psalm 139, verses 13 and 14. It says this, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well." And then out of the book of Esther, chapter 4. And Esther is a book in which God is not mentioned by name at all, but he is throughout the words and pages of that book. Esther chapter 4, verse 14. "And who knows but that you have come to your royal position for such a time as this." And then out of the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, beginning of verse 9, a familiar passage. "And the angel said to them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And then finally, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 16, verse 26. "For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul?" Well, it's happened again this year. I watched my favorite movie of all time, It's a Wonderful Life, and actually I've watched it four times so far. The other night, watched it with our granddaughters and the fiance of one of them as they came to decorate our Christmas tree again and put the manger scenes around the house, and then the girls, after dinner, spent the night with us. Despite having seen that movie more than 100 times, I sat there once again with tears flowing down my cheeks, especially as the movie ends. I'm a proud member with other dear friends of what one of those friends calls the Waterworks Club. My granddaughters will attest to the fact that I am easily touched by special moments. As you may recall in the movie, George Bailey of the little town of Bedford Falls finds out that $8,000 has been lost from the Bailey building and loan. There is no money to repay it. After attempting to borrow the money from a local heartless businessman, he realizes that the death benefit of $15,000 on his life insurance policy would cover the loss. Haunted by the businessman's comment that he is worth more dead than alive, George heads to the bridge spanning the river in town to end his life. While standing on the bridge, ready to jump into the river, Clarence Oddbody, angel second class and just sent from heaven to help George, jumps into the river before George, knowing full well that George would then jump in to save him, which, of course, he did. While drying off in the bridge tender's cabin at the bridge, George, not believing Clarence's claim that he's an angel, shares his story with Clarence, his plight, the situation he finds himself in. Feeling like a failure to all who depend on him, he wishes he had never been born. Seizing that moment to help bring some divine perspective to George in his life, Clarence grants his wish, and in that, he gives George a chance to see what the world would be like if he had never lived. Thereafter, in scene after scene, George sees how person after person was positively impacted by him and how they in turn impacted others and the world for good. And that without his impact, if he had never been born, so many lives would have not survived or would be so much less than they are. We're nearing the end of 2023, a year which has blown by, and I would suggest was a bit different for many of you than you anticipated it would be as we all began the year together in January, a year of storms and national worldwide tragedies and conflicts, and a year of personal concerns and heartaches and regrets and heartbreaking losses and lingering uncertainties looming before us. Businesses have closed. Major industries are still struggling. Cities are struggling to find their way and help those less fortunate on their streets. Families are struggling to make ends meet in the face of ever-rising prices of needed staples and housing, while schools and college campuses struggle to be the educational institutions they were founded to be. And through it all this year, many of us feel at times like George Bailey, wondering what we can do or what we could have done to make a difference, to make things better. Yet upon reflection, we see that there are stories of people, including you and me, making a difference and having an impact in the lives of those around them. Realizing even in the difficulties of our own lives, we have and can make a difference, which would not have happened if we had not been here, or as George wondered, if we had never been born. The movie has always reminded me of what God was trying to tell us so many years ago when he sent his son for you and for me, with his message that we are special to him, that he loves us. It's a reminder we often need to hear, a reminder that we were each created like no one else and given the gift of our life for a purpose for such a time as this, to live our lives by lifting the lives of others around us. A reminder especially needed at this time of year when the pains and the disappointments of this year and of past Christmas seasons linger in our memories. And as the commercialization of the season and trying to keep up in life with others causes us perhaps to lose our focus. Maybe it's a reminder that you don't need. Maybe it's just something that I need to hear. A reminder that points me back to that moment of God's love for me and for all of us, which occurred over 2,000 years ago and which this Christmas season is all about. It's why I play Christmas music in August and sometimes earlier, to remind me of the reason. It's why I watch by myself and with family and my granddaughters at times, movies like It's a Wonderful Life and others like A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens, The Santa Claus, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, Frosty the Snowman, The Polar Express, The Best Christmas Pageant Ever, and so many others. They all help me to remember and embrace again what it's all about, to refocus me on that moment occurring so many years ago in a dirty, damp, dark stable behind an inn in Bethlehem, where a tiny baby, God's son, lay in wet, dirty hay in a small box, a manger for us, a moment where we're headed again, a moment which made and will continue to make all the difference in our lives. And a moment reminding us that God created us and God is perfect and we are created by him. Think about that. That he gave each of us the wonderful gift of our life and we are special, fearfully and wonderfully made for a godly purpose to touch the world for good. A message which George Bailey eventually saw and learned. Reminder of God's plan and purpose for our lives, confirmed by the words of Clarence Oddbody, Angel Second Class, to George Bailey, as George finally began to realize that his life had in fact made a difference in the world. As Clarence tells him, "You see, George, you've really had a wonderful life. Don't you see what a mistake it would be to throw it away?" And then as example after example of changed and better lives unfolded before George, and he sees what it might have been without him, Clarence makes clear to him, "You've been given a great gift, George, the chance to see what the world would be like without you." "Strange, isn't it?" Clarence continues. "Each man's life touches so many other lives. When he isn't around, He leaves an awful hole, doesn't he? The movie gives us a great gift, my friends, causing us to stop for a moment and realize that no matter how difficult life becomes, no matter the disappointments we feel and how we often feel we have fallen short of all we wish we could be and could have done, that our lives have touched so many other lives. And when we aren't around, we leave an awful hole. And the greatest gift from God, his son, reminding us of all we can be and that we were created to lift the lives around us, that great gift from God, we will celebrate again in less than a week with the celebration of the birth of God's son over 2,000 years ago. The gift of his son for you and for me. The moment God orchestrated just for us to remind us of how much he loves us and of how special we are to him. To remind us and celebrate the gift of our life and all he created us to be for others, for such a time as this, for all who come before us. So special are we to him that he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to rescue and restore each of us to him, assuring us of an eternal salvation when we accept him, and then day by day leading us to live the gift of our life with all the fullness which God intended. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord, and this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. For you? Yes, for you. And for me too? Yes, for me too. The gift of his son. For what? To glorify God by living fully and fearlessly the gift of our life and to make a difference in the world and the lives before us, which only we can make with him. Let me pray for us. As only you can, Lord. As only you can bless us. Thank you for doing that. You sent your son over 2,000 years ago for us. Help us to remember that and why you did it. Because you love us. Because you love us. And you created us special, each one of us unique, giving us a life that can impact the world with you around us, life after life, day after day. Help us to do that. Help us to remember that that's why you sent your son, because you love us, and so that we might reach out in the world around us and make sure those around us know how much you love them, how special they are as you created them. Be with those needing healing now. Be with those experiencing heartbreaking loss. We know you're already there. We know you're already in the midst of them. Help them to sense your presence amongst them. And Lord, thank you for this Christmas season. Christ, your son, that we celebrate afresh and anew. And Merry Christmas to you too, Lord. Thanks for all you do for us and with us. Thanks for loving us. Your son's precious, precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.